The following program is part of the Inner Circle Podcasting Group. Go to innercirclecomics.com for more high-quality podcasts.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
It's the Answer of the Week. Here's how it works. My buddy Joe Patrick, he's one of the hosts of Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast. He's sitting right across from me. Say hello, Joe.
Hi.
My name is Matt Baum. I am the other host. I'm sure you've heard the show before. If you're listening to this, you've got to know about it. So here's what we do.
Do you think there's anyone that listens to just the Answer of the Week?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know how they would do it. They're just subscribing to that and deleting the other one.
Or they just they don't subscribe. They just download the ones I want.
Pay attention to this other damn show. We post a question of the week on the Two-Headed Nerd forums. You guys can respond to it there, or you can call us at 402-819-4894. Leave us a message on our Google voicemail, or you can send us an MP3 of your response to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. You do it every week, but every week before we get started, I got to know what the question of the week was.
Well, apparently we're talking about DC's new spinoff shows.
It's true.
Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl, even though you talked about them on the main show already.
Well, we want to know what they thought. And we didn't really go into our feelings. We just sort of like reported it.
All right.
Jared went into his a little bit.
If you say so, buddy.
I ain't going to mine. Let's get right on it. It's going to be a short show because only three of you called in. One of them, Anthony from Brooklyn. We know we can count on that guy.
Ever faithful.
Hello, Joe and Matt. Hello, listeners. It's Anthony from Brooklyn. So I've seen both trailers, and I'm still in season two of Arrow on Netflix. So I haven't seen Flash at all. So I'm not bringing a bunch to the table when watching the trailer, but it looks like a lot of fun. I haven't seen Brandon Routh as the Atom. He looks like fun. And Victor Garber, I like him. He's half a Firestorm, I guess. Is he Professor Stein? Cool.
Yes.
White Canary? I guess she gets killed?
I guess.
Spoilers?
Maybe.
I don't know. And gets resurrected in water? I don't know. But hey,
Lazarus,
if she's
pit,
been
dude.
Killed and brought back to life and is called the White Canary, that seems pretty cool. And but two things really sold me. Vandal Savage and Rip Hunter. Showing up all British and badass. So yeah, I really want to see this show. And but I'm really, really excited for Supergirl. When I heard there was going to be a Supergirl TV show, I was like, oh, that's going to be dumb. You know, but then, you know, hey, we need more female-led action shows, man. We need them. And that trailer sold me, hook, line, and sinker. And I saw a lot of criticism online about it being a six-minute trailer. People felt like they saw the pilot. But, like, for someone like me who didn't care, wow, it totally sold me. The young lady playing Supergirl looks like she's got it. She seems to get Clark Kent, you know, her human persona, the goofiness of her human persona, better than I think Henry Cavill will get Clark Kent. Like, she sells that. And Calista Flockhart looks like a ton of fun. And James Olsen, bring him on. I'm there. And that airplane scene, that was what I saw of it was awesome. Like, that's on a TV show? Oh, man, I've got huge hopes for this show. I can't wait to see it. So DC, conquering TV. Keep it up. Awesome. Thank you.
Tony loves it.
Oh, yeah.
He's super excited.
Clearly.
All right. Thank you for your call, Tony. Always good to hear from you, buddy. He was heavy into Ray Palmer. He's heavy into Routh. Ex-Superman, now the Atom.
Yeah. Hey, it's a lateral move, okay?
I don't know if it's a lateral move. We're going to put you in a major summer blockbuster, and now you're going to be the Atom on a TV show on the CW. I wouldn't call that a lateral
Superman
move.
Superman Returns was a long time ago.
It was. Let's go to our buddy Mike from Brazil.
Hey there, guys. Michael from Brazil here with an answer of the week.
He's always so excited.
Right, the DC Television Blitz. Let's start with Legends of Tomorrow. The only thing holding me back from this show, because I'm really excited about it, is the whole CGI thing. Flash and Arrow do not have good CGI effects. And the last scene in the trailer really, really sucked. But otherwise, I think this is just going to continue the CW versus whole exploring the sides of DC Comics that the movies aren't going to explore because they're so obsessed with being, you know, more realistic and more gritty. Now, Supergirl, I'm also really excited about it. A lot of people are comparing it to the Black Widow Saturday Night Live trailer, and I really don't have a problem with it. Like, I really don't like the whole romantic subplots in shows like Flash and Arrow, but Supergirl seems to be going for more of a, hey, let's do like a fun, lighthearted romp with a little bit of romance. And you know what? The superhero parts of that show look really good. When she tested if she was bulletproof, I just went, yeah, that looks really cool. I just hope they don't do this thing where they refer to Superman without saying Superman.
Yeah.
And there's like, there was 11 his your cousin variations yeah. in the trailer. And that, please don't do that. Don't pull a Gotham on me and just keep referring to things you're really never going to show. But really, I think that DC in television, what I like about them is that they're doing something that the movies aren't going to do. They're doing something more lighthearted and different than the whole dark and gritty things their movies are going for. And that's really diverse. That's really cool. So bring on the DC television shows, and I'll see you guys next week.
Mike's heavy into it too.
Two for two.
I had the same criticism of like the, your cousin, Cal, your cousin, Cal, Cal, your cousin. Ugh.
We'll see. We'll see.
Just get away from it.
I mean, I'm fine with it. Like, you don't have to constantly refer to him, but if they wanted to stand on her own, that's fine. But then just stop referring to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get away from it altogether. Since you can't do it, don't try. Just get away from it.
The Orca, our final caller of the
our
week.
Final caller. The Orca, I don't know what we did to upset everybody, but we're really sorry. You'll notice I very quietly rolled back on the only 10 of you can call rule.
The Orca signs off his email with kiss kiss the Orca.
Welcome back, Mr. Joseph Patrick. You was missed.
Thank you.
Don't get me wrong, I like Mr. Toots well enough, and I believe the mark of a great society is how they take care of their homeless people. But for last week's answer of the week, we need your vast nerd knowledge and philosophical wit. By the way, in all the episodes I've listened to, that may have been you boys' finest work. It was a good question made excellent in your astute deliberation. As a reward, I've sent to each of you, under separate cover of course, naked pictures of each other's wives. There are some doozies in there. Please enjoy and do not concern yourself with how they were attained. Nice job. Well done.
Thank
Eisner
you.
Award winning, if I do say so.
Hey.
When I was in the Navy, I was stationed in the South Pacific long enough to fall in love with a beautiful dark-haired temptress named, well, I couldn't pronounce her name, so I was just called her Polly, short for Polynesian. She was stacked, especially for a girl from that part of the world. She could suck a golf ball through 40 yards of garden hose and turn your pecker into a tilt-a-whirl. Sometimes, though, my beloved Polly would be servicing another GI, and I would have to settle for her little sister. We won't say how little. After all, this is a purported family show. But let's just say they don't exactly card these girls before putting them in the window.
What is happening?
Anyway, Nijin, the sister, knew that whoever got her was always a little disappointed. She didn't have the chesticles or come hither eyes or athleticism that her sister did. On the positive side, she tried harder, much harder. Once in a while, she would amaze. Other times, teeth would get involved. Sometimes she'd fart when she'd overexert herself. It was still sex, so I always felt bad complaining. But the bottom line was, even when you was buried to the hilt with Nijin, you were always kind of wishing you were with Polly. And every time I watch one of these DC trailers, I just wish the people at Marvel were making it instead.
Ho ho! Brings it all together in the end after some Polynesian racism.
I do not know what just happened.
Oh, that one had it all.
Probably sorry for
sex
it.
Sex with foreigners. That was great.
Jeez Louise.
That was great. Wow. That's my favorite call.
So the point stands. The point remains. He's not impressed with the DC TV universe.
He wishes it was more Marvel. And I'm guessing what he means is like tied into the Marvel movies lockstep type thing.
Sure.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's get into it.
Wow. Do I have to pick a favorite call?
Yeah, there's only three. It shouldn't be hard to remember.
But I mean, other than the Orca, they were all the same.
Yeah, I'm going with the Orca. That was amazing.
I'm giving my favorite call to Anthony and Michael because they essentially had the same answer. Giving it to Michael because he did say, I'm very, very excited, but I hope they don't do this. And he raised some good points.
Right. So let's get into it. I know that you're absolutely overjoyed and you can't wait for all of it and you think it's the best thing ever, right?
I think it's going to be awesome. Now,
I'll say that I'm glad that there appears to be some humor here in both of these because everything we've seen from the upcoming Batman v Superman film looks completely humorless, dark, extreme, and kind of awful, honestly. This, at least, like Brandon Routh is trying to be funny and making some quips here and there. They've definitely Iron Man'd up the Atom quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, you don't watch the Arrow. You don't watch Arrow or the Flash.
I refuse to watch Arrow. I won't do it. I won't do it.
Look, man.
Until he stops acting like that, I won't do it.
Arrow is pretty good.
No.
Here's the thing about Arrow. It's not necessarily a good show, but it is a ton of fun to watch. It's a ton of fun to watch. And you know me, like I am a traditionalist. I look at that show. I watched Arrow season one. I watched the first six episodes and went, ugh, and stopped.
Yeah, I have better things to do with my life.
And then I just went season two. I was like, all right, I'm giving it another chance. I didn't go back and watch the old ones. I just started with season two and I went. And it has vastly improved from its roots as the Punisher with arrows.
Ugh. I'm sure it has.
It's super melodramatic, and some of the characters I want to strangle every time I see them on screen. But
I've tried like randomly, like, oh, this is what's happening in this episode of Arrow. And all right, I'll give it a look. And I made it 20 minutes in before I was just like, this sucks. The acting's bad. The effects are bad.
Nah.
I'm sick of Tarzan with a bow and arrow.
Disagree.
Talking like Batman. Like, oh God, stop it.
Yeah, it's all kind of tongue in cheek, even though they do play it very seriously. You can tell that everybody involved is having such a great time making that show, and they have made huge strides in building that television universe, and it all started on Arrow. All of this has spun from Arrow.
I agree, but I do think The Flash is a better show.
It is. The Flash is a show that I enjoy more because I am a Flash super fan.
Sure, and I've watched some episodes of The Flash. It's not bad. It's fine. I'll say that. It is fine, and I think
you are just afraid to love.
I'm not afraid to love it. It's not the comics. Have problems with something.
It's not the comics. It's not the same as the comics. It's nowhere even close to the comics.
And that's not what I'm asking for.
But it is just unabashedly joyful.
Look, Daredevil is not the same as the comics. And it's nowhere near the same as the comics.
True.
And I unabashedly love that show because it is well written, well directed, well acted, and just kick ass to watch. I can't say that about The Flash. I can say The Flash is fine. It's not necessarily fantastically well written. It's not necessarily well acted at times.
The thing about The Flash is that I don't watch The Flash for Emmy award winning writing and acting. I watch The Flash because it's so much fun.
I get that.
It's such fun.
And there's other shows that I watch. Like, I watch Trailer Park Boys because it's funny and it's fun. But it's a great show for what it is.
It's fine.
I think Arrow could be better.
It's fine.
I think Arrow could be way better. And I'm much more excited. I'm with York. I'm much more excited for the upcoming Marvel stuff than I am this. With that said, I am glad that DC is interjecting some humor into the TV universe and some lightheartedness. They need that. They absolutely need it. I thought the Supergirl trailer, honestly, filled me with way more promise than
I loved it.
The Legends of Tomorrow one. I think it looks like it could be a really intelligent, fun, well-written show. They do need to get away from the cousin bull. They just need to get away from it. Don't do it.
Yeah, but that's not a deal breaker.
I'm not saying it's a deal breaker.
They have kind of an impossible task.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get people to care, to recognize and care about a character that's connected to arguably one of the most popular characters, not just in comic books, but in all of popular culture, in all of culture.
Yeah, that's going to be very difficult.
Without directly referencing him, without him appearing on the show,
right?
Without them just being so beholden to the Superman mythos that they don't have an identity of their own.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I'm going to excuse a little bit of that, especially at the beginning.
No, definitely. Definitely.
But the DC shows, especially what I've seen so far of the Supergirl show, are so different from DC's movies in terms of tone.
Oh, absolutely.
I just don't understand. Like, are there two different people? Are there two different groups of people in charge?
Yeah, absolutely. They have a TV division and a movie division.
I don't get
without
it,
without a doubt. Without a doubt. There's no question. Looking at them, they're completely, they're polar opposites.
They.
Well, let's get back to the trailers. Let's get back to that, because that's a whole nother discussion. I will say, in the Legends of Tomorrow, I thought Ralph looks good in the suit. It's not the Adam as I recognize him. It's very much, like I said, an Iron Man'd up Adam.
But up until this point, Brandon Routh as the Atom has not used any shrinking abilities. He was just in the suit, and it was just a flat out Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
And
why do they call it the Atom?
It stands for something. It's like an acronym.
Oh, all right. All right.
And they have been slowly building. That's another thing these DC shows do really well with, is that they slowly build towards something great. Like, sure. They will have an offhand reference to, like, oh, miniaturization of certain key systems in the Atom suit. And then you won't see him for 3 weeks. And then next thing you know, it's the Legends of Tomorrow trailer and he shrinks.
Gotcha.
It's great. It's great the way they have built this continuity.
Okay.
And that's just the CW stuff.
Tell me about White Canary. Has she appeared as Black Canary?
Yes. White Canary was on Arrow as Black Canary. Okay. She is...
And in that trailer, we see her get hit with a bunch of arrows. I can only assume Merlin is killing her or something.
In the Arrow show, she was murdered. Okay. And her sister has taken over the role of Black Canary. Spoilers. She's terrible. Her sister, awful. Laurel, I hate her.
Okay.
Anyways.
Bad show.
Separate. No. I enjoy the show.
All right,
I hate some of the characters. Okay. That's just how it is.
Now, let's...
There's been a lot of speculation... Who is this? When they said, oh man, they're bringing back this actress to play a character on Legends of Tomorrow.
So they're probably going
to
bring back the old Black Canary.
Well, she's the White Canary now.
No, but I mean like the old actress. There's a Lazarus Pit. There's whatnot.
Right. But this was, when they announced this and they announced the casting, this was all before they did Lazarus Pits. This was before anything.
Okay.
And so it's been a lot of speculation. What is going to happen? What is this actress doing? Who is she on the show? She's got to be Black Canary, right? It's got to be the same character.
Is Vandal Savage?
The trailer confirms she is the same character resurrected by the Lazarus.
Okay. Is Vandal Savage tied into the Lazarus?
Has not
now?
Appeared yet.
Okay.
Vandal
so we don't
Savage
really know.
Has not appeared yet. No, they did Ra's al Ghul.
They did Ra's al Ghul.
On Arrow. Okay. It was the whole plot of this season.
Okay.
So this
I was afraid they were going to be like, oh yeah, that's Vandal Savage's gig. That's why he's immortal.
No, Vandal Savage is a totally separate thing so far. It has not appeared on the Arrow show.
All right. That's fair.
There's Hawk Girl.
We get very little Hawk Girl, but
a little bit.
She looks kind of neat in the suit. She doesn't look great flying. I agree with Michael. Some of the CG.
Well, you don't really see
pretty weak.
Much. You don't really see her in the suit. You just see flying from a distance, right?
Yeah. And then who is the other member?
There's Hawk Girl, there is the Atom, there are Captain Cold and Heatwave from The Flash.
So they're going to make them good guys?
We don't know. That's the thing. Rip Hunter shows up from the future and he says, you guys in the future are legendary.
I do not like British trench coat Rip Hunter.
Who cares? Why not?
I hate it. You know why? Because it's Doctor Who. It is such a blatant Doctor Who ripoff.
Yeah, that's Rory from Doctor Who.
That's even worse.
No, I'm into it. It's
you
fine.
You do not need to Doctor Who up Rip Hunter. Make Rip Hunter Rip Hunter. Just make him a guy. Why do they have to go for the Doctor Who thing? That's so weak. It's played out. We already have Doctor Who. If you want that.
You don't know that they're going to Doctor Who him up. You're just talking about his...
He's already Doctor Who.
You're just talking about his visual look, but Doctor Who is a specific
British
attitude.
Trench coat. Travels time. Member of this group that fixes problems in time. You're telling
Doctor
me...
Doctor Who's not a member of any group that fixes problems
he
in
is.
Time?
Are you kidding? He's a Time Lord.
The Time Lords do what they want.
The Time Lords fix problems.
No, only Doctor Who fixes problems.
Because he's the current Time Lord and he's the last one.
They're all Time Lords, Matt. They are a race of Time Lords. Do you even watch Doctor Who?
He's the last one.
Except he's not.
Well,
spoilers.
Yeah, we found that out too. Yeah. I just didn't need that. I don't need that. I think that's silly.
What you're talking about is just an aesthetic look. He happens to be British. He's wearing a trench coat, but
he also travels time. He also fixes problems.
Rip Hunter travels time and fixes problems. That's Rip Hunter.
I'm saying they should
have
gone.
You're saying the fact that he's wearing a particular coat and he's British.
I'm saying they should have gone out of their way.
Is a bridge too far?
No, I'm not saying it's a bridge too far. I'm saying they should have gone out of their way to not do something that directly resembled another character that does the same exact thing. What if a character shows up with three metal claws that comes out of his hand? Are you okay with that?
Well, that is a completely ridiculous hypothetical that has no bearing on this.
They introduced, let's say, Timberwolf is a member of Legends of Tomorrow.
Awesome, I love Timberwolf.
But he looks just like Wolverine.
Well, then that would be a problem.
He acts like Wolverine, he's Canadian, he has claws, but he's not Wolverine.
There's no evidence in this 5-minute trailer that Rip Hunter acts like Doctor Who. Other than the fact is, he's British and he travels in time.
I didn't like that. I thought that felt like a cop-out. It just felt weird.
Whatever. I think it's genius that they're bringing Rip Hunter onto the show, and it just supports my appreciation of the fact that these DC shows, whether they're connected together like The Flash and Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow, or they're separate like Supergirl, they're embracing these huge DC concepts without fear.
No, definitely.
They don't care.
I'll give them props for that. They are fearless in that. And I mean, maybe that's why the TV and movies, the TV section and movie section of Warner Brothers are so far removed, because they just said, "F it, man. Let's go insane over here."
Yeah.
We have to be careful with the $100 million budget stuff that we do. And I think they're being too careful with it. I think they're being way too careful and predictable with that stuff. Which is why it all looks dark.
Scary. We talked about that, how they that old adage about learning the wrong lesson, you know,
right.
they saw Dark Knight and its success and they said, oh, they want dark. Everyone wants dark.
Right.
No, what they want is for you to take a character and make it true to its roots.
Yes.
And tell an iconic story.
And on a positive note, I think they like what they're doing with Ray Palmer and what they're doing with The Flash. I like the fact that they're likable characters. They're not total fucking badasses. They don't live in a dark world where they fight crime all alone. Like, I like that they're branching out. They're going to try some stuff here. I'm going to watch it. I have to say I have more faith in the Marvel TV from what I've seen from Daredevil so far than I do in this, but I'm willing to give it a chance.
That has been part of the character arc of Oliver Queen on the Arrow show, is the fact that he's learning that he doesn't have to be a dark character that fights crime all alone. There are people out there that want to support him, and he's not always the smartest or most powerful guy in the room or the guy that knows what to do.
And even in this trailer, he comes out and he's just talking like a normal person.
Yeah.
He comes out and he says like,
he only does the Arrow voice in front of criminals.
Oh, okay. I hate the Arrow voice.
Yeah, whatever.
Hate it.
It's like a voice modulator.
Swear to Arrow.
It's like a voice modulator thing.
Dumb.
So let's talk about Supergirl. I think the Supergirl trailer looks amazing.
We already did.
We didn't, though.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we didn't talk about any of the details, though.
No, we did. We kind of went into it.
No, we didn't.
Oh. Oh, I guess I went into it a little bit.
But not really. We just talked about the tone, how fun it looked.
I'm way more excited for Supergirl. I think Supergirl looks like it has a lot more promise.
Yes, and I think it's awesome that they are giving a female focus to this character, that we're getting an action show. And yeah, I mean, look, as a dude, it's easy to look at it and go, man, that looks girly.
Yeah.
But I don't think it is.
Hey, I watch the Gilmore Girls every season.
Well, and
I'm into dialogue porn. That's why I like the Gilmore Girls.
I want to get away from the idea that just because something, quote unquote, feels girly, that it doesn't mean it's good, or it doesn't mean it appeals to a wider audience.
Right.
This is a female led character. Of course, she's got different motivations.
Of course.
The star of Arrow.
And it didn't look like Sex in the City or anything, where she was like, oh my God, shopping! You know?
Right. In fact, one of my favorite moments in the trailer was when she discovers that Cat Grant has put out the front page story naming her Supergirl. And Kara, Supergirl herself, says, don't you think that's a little demeaning? And Calista Flockhart says, what's wrong with being a girl? I'm a girl. I'm in charge of this newspaper. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I'm powerful. Whatever, whatever.
Well, she also says I'm hot. And I went, no.
Listen, hey, like, don't get into shaming her appearance.
You're kind of terrifying looking, Calista. I think she weighs 35 pounds.
I mean, she might. She's just a petite person.
I realize I'm skinny shaming her.
Yeah, she's a petite person.
She's a petite person.
I'm sure
she has an eating disorder.
I'm sure she's perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I loved that moment where this like tough bitch in charge of this paper that's making Kara's life hell in her professional life says, "What's wrong with being a girl?"
Yeah. Like sort of turns like the feminist angle. It sort of turns a feminist rant against her and they're like, "No, we don't shy away from being girls. We are girls."
Well, I don't even know if it's a feminist rant. I think it's saying, "Hey, it's okay to embrace who we are."
Yeah.
And hey, all you guys out there that are going, "Hey, this looks too girly." Guess what? It's what we are. And this is our show. It's what we are. It's what we're doing. And I agree with Anthony that when they went into the superhero parts of the show, it was spot on exciting.
I will say that looked way better than, and obviously they have a higher budget. They have a higher budget for effects.
Well, it's CBS, not right. The CW.
But that, man, she looked great flying. She looked kick ass getting shot at. It looked really good.
There was another little trailer, I think, where they show her fighting a dude and she uses heat vision and it's super, yeah. It's awesome.
And I don't have a problem with Jimmy Olsen being black. That doesn't bother me
at
all.
I don't care.
I have a problem with Jimmy Olsen being 6'6", 240 pounds. Jimmy Olsen's a little guy.
Okay, well, whatever.
He's a little guy.
I don't care about that.
If you want to give a smaller black dude, I'm into that. But like that Jimmy Olsen does not get in trouble. That Jimmy Olsen does not need help.
Consider this, though. Consider this. This is a world where Superman has been around probably for years. And so at one point, maybe he was the Jimmy Olsen we knew. He was 16 or 18 or whatever.
He grew up to be like Jimmy Olsen quarterback for the,
and now he's grown into his body. Jimmy he's Olsen, older and
wide
handsome.
Receiver for the Dallas Cowboys.
Whatever, man.
He's look, huge.
Excuse me. It's James Olsen.
Pardon me.
I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's great. I'm a more mature Jimmy Olsen.
And I actually really like that actor. He's very talented.
You know, I don't know him. I don't recognize him from anything.
There was a short lived show he was on with Matthew Perry from Friends, where Matthew Perry was running basically like the Staples Center in LA.
Oh yeah, it was. Yes, I watched that show a little.
He
bit.
He was really good in it.
Yeah, you're right. You're
and
right.
That was actually a really good show, and it got canceled.
Yeah, I did watch a few episodes of that show. It was can't remember the name.
Can't tell you.
Canceled.
Sorry.
So I think both of these shows look like a ton of fun. Whether you love the Arrowverse or you don't, you can't deny that they
are. I'm gonna watch it.
They're just doing what they want and having a great time doing it. And I think there's something to be said for that.
I'll give them props for that. And I'm glad people like it. And I'm glad it's doing well. It doesn't necessarily appeal to me. I'm going to give it a try. I'm much more excited for the Supergirl show. I heard Joe Patrick just told me the plot leaked.
The pilot leaked today.
Pardon me. Joe Patrick just told me the pilot leaked. No, I'm not telling you to go out and steal it from the internet. I would never do that because that is a crime.
If you don't think that CBS leaked that on purpose, you are fooling yourself.
I am going to go out and steal it from the internet.
I'm
going to
watch it when I get home tonight. I wish I had had a chance to watch it before we recorded.
I know. I did too. So we could talk about it more. But that's not what we're doing here.
You know, my final thought on the subject in addressing maybe a little bit of the Orca's thoughts is that I think there's something freeing about the fact that they are not beholden to the DC cinematic universe and that they can say, "F it. We're going to do what we want. Let's do it."
If that means that you can throw Our Man in a show, if that means that Metamorpho could show up and kick ass.
Whoa.
I'm heavy into that. By the way, where is Metamorpho? I love Metamorpho. Thank you for your answers, all three of you. I hope we didn't upset everybody who listens to the show. Please come back and start answering again. Otherwise, the show will go away.
Look, man, people have other priorities. Just because they took a break doesn't mean they'll
become
us.
Web forum only, which, hey, I'm a big problem with. Just saying. But we do have a new question of the week. It is up right now on the forums. I need Joe Patrick to fight through the tequila and coke that he's been battling.
I'm also all
mixed with his cold medicine and try to remember what it was.
I should probably not drive home.
What it was, we asked the listeners.
This week's question came from Doc Flux from the forums, who said, "Who is the most depressing character in comics.
I love it. So this is a guy that is just always down, always
a
sad,
real emotional drag.
Always dour. When he comes around, we're just like, oh boy, here we go.
Like Debbie Downer, where he shows up at the Avengers meeting and he says, well, turns out I can't have children.
Only they're probably not cracking up while they say it.
Probably not.
We will be back this weekend with another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast. Thank you to everybody who listens to the show, who calls in, who writes on the forums. We don't have a show without you guys. Please, ladies, I know you're listening. I know you're out there and you're like, oh, it's just such a sausage fest. Oh, I just don't know if I... No. Call me. Call Joe. Don't call me. Call Joe. You'll like him better. But give us your answer. We want to hear what you have to say. Please, we need a female perspective on this. It's like a... It's like a boy's locker room.
I can't fight Matt's misogyny.
It's all
on my
fart
own.
Jokes and jock straps. It's disgusting.
I mean, you heard the orca's call, right?
It was amazing.
It was troublesome.
For now, this is the Two-Headed Nerd. Loving you and signing off.
Alec Baldwin here, recording this from my bathroom floor. Because sober performances are for paying customers only. Bags. If you'd like to answer the question of the week, you can leave Joe and Matt a message at 402-819-4894. Send your MP3 answer to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. Or leave a Skype message for the username twoheadednerd. Share the air and keep your answer under 2 minutes, please. And be sure to check out the other Inner Circle podcasts at innercirclecomics.com. They can't be worse than this steaming pile of